Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy coming to you on December 18th. There is only 1 week left until Christmas. I hope you got your shopping done early because, as you know, we are currently experiencing a blizzard with whiteout conditions. The Weather Service is reporting that it should pass within 2 more days. Until then, sit tight inside your warm homes with your cups of hot cocoa and stay safe. There is no traffic to report as all roads are closed due to the storm. As soon as it passes enough for the snowplows to work to reopen them, we'll let you know. Our listener email today comes from Baker Elf Michelle, the owner of the Elfin Bakery on Spritz Avenue. She says, "Dear Elf Stacy, to help all the elves stuck inside during the snowstorm, I have a special treat to share. For the first time, I am revealing my famous gingerbread recipe for elves to make at home. Bake up a batch of these cookies and you won't mind staying inside at all. Here goes. Cream together 1 cup shortening with 1 cup sugar. Add 1 cup molasses, 1 egg, and 2 tablespoons of vinegar. Beat well. Sift together 5 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoons baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon ginger, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of cloves. Stir into creamed mixture. Chill 3 hours. Roll dough 1/4 inch thick on lightly floured surface. Cut and shape, then bake in a 350-degree Fahrenheit oven for 6 to 8 minutes. I've had Elf Michelle's gingerbread cookies, and I will be baking up a batch as soon as this Elfcast is done. Thanks, Elf Michelle. Now, the moment you've been waiting for, it's time for the very last chapter of Lucrece Beale's Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon. Chapter 17, The Race. Claus rushed back to the castle to delay the contest. The Pigwidgeon was impatient. He knew only he could lift the box of magic because it was screwed to the top of the North Pole. He was anxious to defeat Claus at last.
"But give me a change of clothes," begged Claus. "What I am wearing is not suitable for so serious a contest."
"Oh, very well,"
said the Pigwidgeon crossly, and he ordered clothes brought to Claus. Nothing large enough to fit could be found. Finally, the pygmies discovered a bolt of red cloth. Quickly, they cut out and stitched together a red suit. It was a fine and handsome outfit, but unfortunately too large. Claus stuffed several pillows under his coat to make it fit. Then, looking like a roly-poly red rubber ball, he followed the Pigwidgeon to the lake. The tiny box sat on top of the ice. Claus bent over. He wrapped his hands around the box. He gave a mighty heave. The box did not move. Claus pried. He pushed. He pulled. The box did not move. The Pigwidgeon cried,
"You have lost. Now you will turn to stone."
Claus shook his head and heaved once more. Suddenly, the ice split. There was a snap below the water, and Claus raised the box high over his head. The Pigwidgeon turned pale.
"You have lifted the North Pole itself,"
he gasped incredulously. Claus smiled. He knew that it was Patrick Tweedlemees who had done it. The elf had broken under the ice near shore and had swam underwater to the pole. All the time Claus was heaving, Tweedlemees was under the ice sawing on the pole until the tip broke free. The Pigwidgeon said mournfully,
"All my power is yours."
"And what of the curse that has put all the children in the land to sleep?" asked Claus. "And the curse that keeps all elves underground?"
"You may break them,"
said the Pigwidgeon.
"The power is yours. My people are yours. This land is yours. But there is one thing you must know. No human being who has come to this land can leave. Though you can live forever, you can never go home again."
"Never?" asked Claus.
"Once each year, and then only if you have a message to give,"
replied the Pigwidgeon. Claus was very sad. What was the good of living forever and having so much magic power if he could not do what he had loved the most, to sit in his little workshop at home and make toys for the children of the village? Tweedlemees appeared. He tugged at Claus' big red trousers. "It is a good land," he said gruffly. "The elves can move here from their underground caves. The pygmies can stay." We can all make toys, and once a year you can take them not only to your own village, but to children everywhere. All the world will love you and call you St. Nicholas or Santa Claus."
Claus brightened. "I can fill a sled with toys, and the reindeer can fly me," he said happily. "I will send for Mrs. Claus, and she can make sugar plums and sweetmeats to stuff the stockings."
"And always wear red, because that red suit has brought us luck," said Tweedleknees.
"But,"
said the Pigwidgeon,
"what of the message you must give in order to visit the world?"
"That's easy," said Claus. "I shall deliver our toys on Christmas Eve, and my message will be Merry Christmas."
And that is the tale of how St. Nicholas came to be the Santa Claus we know today. It may be true or it may not. It really doesn't matter. The message is the same. Merry Christmas to all. I hope you enjoyed my reading of this great story. Tune in on Christmas Day for our last Elfcast of the year, and I will read the famous poem by Clement C. Moore, A Visit from St. Nicholas, or The Night Before Christmas. This Elfcast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office, writtenbysanta.webs.com. Thank you, Elf Hunter, for being the voice of the Pigwidgeon. I wish all of those elves participating in Posada and Winter Solstice celebrations this week a wonderful time and a good day, North Pole.